Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Lexington, where we're about set and ready to go for the game tonight between the Lexington Minute Maids and the McCook Lady Bison. Lady Bison holding that 13-3 record. Minute Maids come in with a record of 1-12 on the season. Let's take a look at the starting lineup that Easton Gillen will run out there against the Minute Maids tonight. Batting first and playing shortstop, it's Brooklyn Gillen. Batting second and playing second base, Layson Keller. Batting third and playing third base, it's Paige Bortner. Batting fourth and playing in center field, Malia Hilker. Batting fifth and catching, Roslyn Weimers. Batting sixth and pitching, Danica Havlicek. Batting seventh and playing first base, Brolin Morgan. Batting eighth and playing left field, Danny Johnson. Batting ninth and playing in right field, it is Sydney Hutchins. Danica Havlicek once again on the mound for the Bison. In the circle tonight for the Lexington Minute Maids, it is Kiana Klaus, the senior, looking to have a great night tonight and a beautiful night other than the wind here in Lexington for softball, as there's not a cloud in the sky, but that wind coming in at about 30 to 35 miles an hour here tonight, and it is not really kicking up too much dirt, which is always a good sign, but certainly if you try to hit anything to dead center field, it will come back. Is the way the field sits here, it sits to the southeast, and that's kind of where that wind is coming in pretty strong, blowing in from right to left here tonight. Brooklyn Gillen will lead it off for the Bison. Top of the first inning, no score, and she'll take on Kiana Klaus, the senior pitcher here from Lexington. The first pitch is on the outside corner, and it's called for a ball. The McCook JVs got the win earlier, 12-0, so the varsity team trying to do a little bit of the same and come up with another win, their 14th of the season. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Brooklyn swings, hits a high line drive right at the left fielder to get past her and roll all the way to the fence. Rounding first on her way to second, but she will have to stand up there because the ball trickled underneath the temporary fence here in Lexington. And so Brooklyn Gillen is on with a ground rule double. Probably had extra bases, maybe even an inside the park home run on the line there to start it. But instead, just a double, and that'll bring up Layson Keller here for the Bison with one on, nobody out, and a 0-0 score here in the top of the first inning. So the Minute Maids, as I have said, kind of had a tough go of it so far throughout the season, 1-12 on the year. And here is the pitch, and that one will be taken high here to Keller. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Night tonight here at Lexington, so all of the chalk lines, including the circle around the circle, is pink, and then they have a nice big pink ribbon in the middle of the field as well. Pretty cool that they're able to do that. Lexington wearing all pink jerseys as well. That's kind of been something that's been adopted by a lot of Nebraska high school teams across the state. That one night or throughout the month of either September or October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they wear those pink jerseys. Pretty cool. Here's the pitch. Rolled over from Keller down the third baseline. Third baseman picks it. Does not have a throw to first, and so that'll move the runner up, Brooklyn Gillen, to third. Keller is on with a single, and it's back-to-back hits to start the night for the Bison here in the top of the first inning. So great job there by Layson, and that's something that Easton Gillen said a little bit there in our pregame show, that Layson just does a great job finding a way to get on base. Now Paige Bortner will step up to the plate. She takes an outside pitch right up the middle of the shortstop. On to second for one. No, the second baseman will drop the softball. Brooklyn Gillen will come home to score. So it's a fielder's choice. No RBI on that for Paige, but still does drive home a run on the fielder's choice, and it's runners on first and second, and a 1-0 Bison lead after Brooklyn Gillen touches home there. So the Bison, the visiting team, here tonight. And the first pitch here to Malia Hilker is swung on and driven high and deep into center field. Center fielder running over to the left. She's not going to be able to make the catch. The ball will drop down out of her glove. It'll just be a E8 right there. And the wind playing a little bit of fits with the center fielder. She's playing kind of towards the left field side of the second base bag. Had a run basically, practically almost to the infield dirt and then to the right side. And that one she kind of lost in the sun, maybe a little bit dropped out of her glove, and the bases will be loaded on the EA tier for Roslyn Weimers. The first pitch, Roslyn swings, sends a hot shot past the second baseman into right field. One run will come home to score. Bortner around third. She's on her way to score, and it's a two RBI single for Paige Bortner, and the Bison take a 3-0 lead. So they get the bases loaded early. They start early, just like Coach Gillen has been talking about all season long that he's wanted to see out of his squad. And they have started early here again tonight. So runners on the corners for the Bison in the top of the first inning with a 3-0 lead. Bison looking to pick up win number 14 on the season, currently sitting 8th in the wild card power points, and the team that they are chasing is Scott's Bluff if they want to host the district tournament. We'll talk about that here in just a second. And the first pitch to Danica Havlicek is taken on the outside. Quickly back to Klaus. Now she throws it back to third base, but not going after the tag there was the third baseman. And so back in safely there was Malia Hilker. Luckily, she did not go after the tag. I think they thought they were going to attempt to throw it down to second, where Roslyn just steals easily. And instead, they threw it right back at third base and was almost able to get Malia if there was a tag. And here's the first second pitch to Danica. She swings right through it. That'll make the count. No balls and two strikes quickly on Danica Havlicek. But the runners on second and third and a 3-0 Bison lead already here in the top of the first. So Danica digs back in towards the top of the box on the left side. Kiana Klaus toes the rubber, winds and delivers the 0-2, and it'll fall to the outside and low to make it a one ball, two strike count here. In the top of the first inning, 3-0 Bison lead. Like I mentioned, the Bison trying to chase down Scott's Bluff, who's currently sitting 5th in the wild card power points. If the Bison can get above them at the end of the year, then they will host the sub-district tournament. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hot shot right back at Klaus, able to get a glove on it, but it'll trickle over to short. One run will come home to score. So it's an RBI single for Danica Havlicek, and it's a 4-0 lead. Klaus, a little frustrated with herself, kind of threw the softball right back into her glove there. So back-to-back singles, both of them with at least one RBI attached to it, and the Bison now lead it 4-0. And the 7-hole hitter, Brolin Morgan, will step up to the plate for the Bison, with runners on the corners and still nobody out in the top of the first inning. Kiana Klaus toes the rubber, winds and delivers the first pitch, and that one will be low for a ball. But if the Bison, like I mentioned, can get above Scott's Bluff in the wild card power point rankings, then they will host the sub-district tournament, something they couldn't do last year, something they haven't done in a long while, and would love nothing more to do it again this year with this group of seniors. Here's the pitch, swung on, hot shot into center field. Might have a chance to drop. It does. It'll get past the center fielder, roll a little bit. One run has come home to score. Havlicek rounding second on her way home to score, and it's a two RBI double for Brolin Morgan to make it 6-0 Bison in the top of the first inning. So Brolin Morgan showing out right there with a two RBI double, scoring all the way from first is Danica Havlicek. And the Bison lead it 6-0 here in the top of the first inning. And now Danny Johnson will dig in the pitch. Danny swings, lifts it high and deep into left center field. Center fielder on her way in, and she will make the play on a sliding grab out there in center field. The senior Madison Wolf takes care of business. She's been tried 3 times, had a couple of drops out there this time. She's not going to let it get past her with a sliding grab, and there is out number one here in the first inning on a great play by Madison Wolf out in center. And so that'll bring up 9-hole hitter Sydney Hodgins with a runner on second base and one down. And the pitch, Sydney will take outside for a ball. The Bison doing this the easy way, you know, usually kind of in some of these games where you get out to an early lead, you're relying on walks and stuff like that. The Bison have put bat to ball and have scored a lot of runs here in the top of the first. 6-0 lead. The pitch, Hodgins swings, pops it up high on the infield. Wolf over to her left again, and this time she'll drop it again. Second time she's done that. So another E8 out there in center. And so that'll move up Morgan over to third. It'll stick Hodgins on first, and the Bison lead can grow again here as the top of the order steps back up to the plate in the first inning with Brooklyn Gillen. So Gillen doubled her first time up. Could have been it inside the Parker if the ball didn't trickle underneath the temporary fence. And the first pitch to Brooklyn is on the outside corner for a ball. Kiana Klaus hasn't really had a chance to have many counts, as it seems like the Bison have just attacked her no matter if they're down to the count or up in the count. Brooklyn ahead in the count here. One ball and no strikes. Klaus leans in for the side. Wyington delivers the 1-0. Brooklyn swings, sends a hot shot high and deep to left field. That ball might be gone. No, just stays left of the foul pole, and it'll stay in, and there's that pesky wind. That ball hung up in the air because of it and then drifted all the way from practically, it was, 10 feet maybe on the other side of the foul line, and then it drifted the same amount of distance back to the other side. And so one ball and one strike now here on Gillen. And the pitch. Gillen takes outside for a ball. And it'll make it two balls and one strike here for the Mighty Bison. Two balls, one strike. On Gillen, and the first pitch to her is on the outside corner for a ball. Called for a strike, actually. Throw down to second base, but not in time, as Gillen watched that pitch, and Sydney Hodgins took off there with the stolen base. So second steal of the inning for the Bison. Runners on second and third now here for the Bison's heaviest hitter, Brooklyn Gillen. And the 2-2 pitch swung on, rolled over. It'll get past the diving shortstop into left field. One run will come home to score. Here comes another, and the Bison take an 8-0 lead on a 2-RBI single from Brooklyn Gillen here in the first inning. So Brooklyn now with a double and a single already in the inning. A couple of RBIs attached to that one, and the Bison send 9 to the plate, now 11, counting these next last two batters. But through that first 9 batters, 8 score, 1 out. And Brooklyn Gillen on first with Layson Keller at the plate. Keller swings right through the first pitch she sees. And so the count is no balls and one strike. And here's the second pitch. That'll be high and away for a ball. One ball and one strike here on Layson Keller, who you talk with Coach Gillen or maybe even any of the coaches, she has been one of the biggest surprises. And that's not saying anything about Layson. That's just she has just made such a jump from last year to this year. And that's what Easton Gillen said he has loved about her. And she has just made that huge jump, especially in the circle, has helped him out there, but at the plate, and has just continued to get on base. And that's what you need to do as that two-hole hitter to kind of force the opponent maybe back into their stance a little bit. Two balls and one strike here, one down, Gillen on first. The pitch swung on, rolled over, down the third baseline, foul, and Coach Easton Gillen will have to make a play on that one. So the count will remain two balls and two strikes here. 8-0 Bison at the top of the first inning. The Bison coming off of a weekend in McCook at their own invite where they scored 14, 18, and 8. And then they scored 12 runs against Kearney Catholic on Tuesday. So it's been a run-scoring machine. Here's the pitch swung on, popped up high on the infield. It'll drift its way back out of play right behind home plate. And the count will go even here at two balls and two strikes. So like I said, other than the 30 to 40 mile an hour wind that is blowing its way dead into the batter's face tonight here at Lexington, beautiful night for softball. And the 2-2, Keller will take low. It'll get away from the catcher. Gillen on her way to second now turns, takes a long look at third, but retreats back to the bag. And so Brooklyn Gillen on second base on the wild pitch. So runner on second, 8-0 Bison lead. Count full here to Layson Keller with just one out and a runner on second base. Keller with the bat on the shoulder, picks it up. Here's the pitch. Keller swings, pops it up. High on the infield, second baseman on her way in, and she'll make the play for out number two. So a pop out to second base, our second out of the evening. And that'll now bring up Paige Bordner for the second time tonight. Paige got on via the fielder's choice her first time up. Came around to score one of those 8 runs so far for the Bison. And here she digs in with the runner on second. The pitch, Paige held off on an outside swing. And we'll take a 1-0 count. So Kiana Klaus, you got to give her credit. She's throwing strikes because that's the Bison wouldn't be hitting the pitches if they weren't strikes. That's essentially how to look at it. So she's done a good job in that department, but she has been able to put them together to maybe get a strikeout here. Here's the pitch. Bortner swings right through that one. No, they'll call a foul ball. So much to just tick the bottom of the aluminum bat that she's holding in her hands. And the count now 1-1 with 2 down and a runner on second base. McCook at 13-3. Off to a very hot start. Going to go against some really tough competition over the next couple of weeks. Here's the pitch. Swung on, rolled over towards short. Shortstop with a great play on to first. Did it beat the runner? No, she's safe there. Gillen checks it and will just come home after all of that to make it a 9-0 lead. So Paige Bortner can't get the RBI there because they'll say she came home on the throw. And that will put Bortner on first, though, and give the Bison another runner. So Brooklyn Gillen just using the speed and the awareness to get home to make it a 9-0 Bison lead here in the first inning. 2 down, runner on first. 4-hole hitter Malia Hilker will step up to the plate, who takes a ball on the outside in her first plate appearance. Hit a high pop-up out there to center field to Madison Wolf, who had to basically run from one side of center field, the left side of center field, to the right side of center field, and it was a long run. Tried to make the play, but couldn't. She got on with the E8. Here's the pitch to Hilker. She swings and hits a hot shot down the line, foul on the third base side, and the count will now go even at 1-1. And like I mentioned, Bison chasing down the Bearcats, and have kind of been all season long. They'll get a chance to see him here in a couple of weeks when they'll face Scottsbluff, Gehring, and Shadron all in Ogallala. Here's the pitch. That one's on the outside, gets away from the catcher. Bortner will take a long look at third base now. She heads that way, the throw, the slide, and she's in time. Maybe could have had Bortner, who took off, you know, right as she saw that ball trickle up along the first base fence. And she took off, did a head-first slide, and was able to get there. It's a great job going first to third on the wild pitch. And now Malia Hilker, all she's got to do is send one into the outfield or past the infield here, and she'll drive home another run. And the pitch to Hilker takes outside for a ball, and the count's now 3-1 here on Malia. Malia last season really came on later in the year, and it was one of the hottest bats in the McCook lineup. Had a really, really great night in the sub-district tournament in Kearney. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted again, high into center field. Wolf on her way in. This time she'll make the grab with 2 feet on the infield dirt because of the wind, but the inning will come to a close. But it's not done without Bison damage as they score 9 runs in the top of the first inning. To the bottom of the first we go here from Lexington. It's McCook 9, Lexington 0. This is Bison softball on Kix 96.1. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Lexington, where if you're just joining us, should have joined us a little bit earlier and you would have heard all the fireworks as the Bison have a 9-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning with the Lexington Minute Maids stepping up to the plate. And the Minute Maids got to get something going here if they want to compete with the Bison tonight. And it's got to start at the plate. Tough top of the first inning. Looking to rebound from that. And the leadoff hitter, Ashley Fajot, will dig in. Fajot, the senior. And the first pitch from Danica is swung on, popped up high and deep into right field. She got a piece of that one, but it goes about 10 feet foul. And Danica might be thanking the wind there on that one, pushing it foul. But how about Fajot attacking the first pitch she sees and drives it out there into left field. So Fajot will dig back in. The leadoff hitter, her job to get on base any way she can. HBP, a walk, Here's the pitch, and Danica throws it just a little bit inside. Danica has gotten some innings this season. Obviously, most of the Bison innings so far have gone to Brolin Morgan. Layson Keller has been in there as well. Danica has seen her fair share of time in the circle as well. Here's the pitch, and she throws another one inside to make it 2-1. As a team this year, the Bison have a 2.21 ERA in the circle. Absolutely amazing. The pitch. That one's on the inside corner for a ball to make it 3-1. And I might regret saying this because of the announcer's jinx, but 61 walks to 90 strikeouts for the Lady Bison in the circle this season. The 3-1 pitch. Check swing. Did she go around? Yes, she did. And it'll make it an even full count at 3-2. So the Bison this season doing a lot better compared to last year, even the year before that, of striking hitters out and getting ahead in the count. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul, and out of play. And the count remains full at 3-2. And that's something that, if you listen to the pregame interview there with Coach Gillen, that he said he's really liked. It all starts in the circle with the Bison. That determines if you're throwing up zeros or not. Here's the pinch, and that one will be low and right at the feet of Fangio. So she'll be on with a leadoff walk. And that'll now bring up Marissa Ostrich. So Ostrich will dig in. Lexington has kind of had a home schedule to start this season, which is always something that you want to play a lot of games at home. Obviously, don't have to get on a bus and travel anywhere. Deal with a different routine. Here's the pinch. Ostrich looking to lay down a bunt, but will pull it back, and she'll take a ball right at the knees. Minute Maids have played 8 home games, and even throwing out the 3 that they automatically get because of their home invite, that's still 5 home games to start the season. Here's the pitch, the bunt. That'll go foul. Paige Bortner was making her way down there and would have fielded it if it didn't go foul. So they'll make it 1-1. But 5 home games to start, really good. Compare that to the Bison, who you take 3 away from them from this past invite. They've only had 4 home games. Each together have had 8 with their home invites. And the pitch. That'll be bunted right back at Havlicek on the first. It's in time for 1. Keller will check the runner over at 2nd. So a sack bunt performed beautifully right there, if I might say, by Marissa Ostrich. And there is out number 1 of the inning. But Madison Wolf will step up to the plate. Wolf, a senior this season here for the Minute Maids. Fangio, the runner on 2nd, also a senior. Just 3 seniors on this squad this year. That one's high for a ball. And just talking with some of the fans before, it was nice to get the JV game in because a lot of the teams Lexington has faced, either the JVs haven't been able to go that day or other circumstances that haven't allowed a JV game. So really some of the first experience for those JV girls for most of the season, and it's always nice to see them play after they practice so hard throughout the year. And the 2-0 pitch, big swing and a miss for strike number 1. So 2-1 on Madison Wolf. Danica last season. Layson did see a little bit of action last year, but not as much as Danny or Brolin did. Here's the pitch. That one is in there. Did it hit Madison? And they're going to call time, say it hit the bat, maybe? That's kind of a weird circumstance there. Umpire got out of his stance to give some time. 2-2, 1 down, runner on 2nd base. Bottom of the 1st inning, 9-0 Bison lead in the pitch. Swung on, popped up high on the infield. Making her way over is Brolin towards the fence, and it finally blows out. And the Bison faithful scurrying everywhere. So funny to see. Even you watch an MLB game, you watch a college softball game. When a ball goes into the stands, everyone scatters except for the couple of kids that want the foul ball. That's what happened there. All the parents scattered. There was a couple of kids right there waiting for the ball. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled off. And the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down. Bottom of the first inning. 9-0 Bison lead here from Lexington. Beautiful night for softball. Other than the wind and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted down the third baseline. Foul. And I think Coach Cassandra Sund very pleased with the way her first three hitters have come up to the plate, attacking Danica Havlicek, who does have a pretty speedy arm on her. And like I mentioned, Danny last season split most of the time in the circle. Obviously, Brolin had more than her fair share of innings, but Danny pitched some big games. And the pitch, that one's on the outside for a ball, and the count now goes full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. It was Danny who basically had to pitch the full game in that first round matchup against Highway 6. Came in, did it, got a big strikeout to end it. Here's the pitch, and she gets a big strikeout there and a big pump of the fist from her senior catcher, Roslyn Weimer. She knew how big of a strikeout that was, and that'll make 2 outs here for Kiana Klaus to step up to the plate. But Danny had runners on there in that top of the seventh inning. Bison with a 9-8 lead. And just got a huge strikeout to end it. Sent the Bison to the championship game where they would knock off Kearney Catholic 13-1 to make their way to the district finals. 1 ball and 0 strikes here on Klaus. She'll take that one low at the shoe tops for ball 2, and it'll move the runner up on the wild pitch. So runner on third, 2 balls and 0 strikes here from Havlicek. A 9-0 Bison lead in inning number 1. Danny checking the wrist to get the sign. Now twirls the ball kind of on the belt, takes the glove off, wipes that hand off, licks the fingers, and will step on the rubber again. Winds and delivers the 2-0 outside for a ball. So 3 balls and 0 strikes. We'll see if Klaus gets the go-ahead to swing or if she's going to just stand in there and take a strike. And so Klaus will take high and away for ball 4. And Klaus will make her way up to the plate. On to first, excuse me. So that'll bring up Sophia Burns. Burns with runners on the corners and 2 down, a great chance to get some runs back here. She swings through the first pitch. CC's runner on her way to second base. The throw down there, and in time! Did they get her a perfect throw from Roslyn? And I think just trotting down a little bit slow was Kiana Klaus. They throw her out on the base pass, and that will end the first inning. So we head to the top of the second. It is Bison 9 and Lexington 0 here on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here from Lexington, where the Bison lead at 9-0 in the top of the second. Roslyn Weimers leads it off, already has a ball to her name, and now swings at the second pitch. She sees right at the left field, right fielder to go off her glove, carry him in behind her. And so she was able to pick it up and throw it in, kind of took it right off the heel or the wrist, and now she's really shaken up about that. Sophia Burns out there in right. Looks like she's going to be okay. She took that right off of her glove hand, kind of where the glove meets the wrist. And I think that's why she wasn't able to squeeze it, just overran it a little bit, and that happened. So an E9 to start it. Roslyn will stand on first. Danica Havlicek at the plate. And the pitch. Danica takes inside for a strike. Danica, her first time up, had 2 strikes on her, and still was able to come up big. She singled and drove home a run, and the 0-1 pitch bunted right in front of the plate. Fair ball, and so Danica will make her way down to first with no throw. Delia Solis, the catcher, got out of her squat, picked it up, and I think she thought that might be foul when she did, so there was no throw. And it'll move the runners up, so a single and an E9 to start. It puts runners on first and second, and Briley Morgan will step up to the plate. And the first pitch to Briley is on the outside for a ball. To make it one ball and no strikes here in the inning. Briley in the first inning. Doubled, scored a couple of runs on her double and came around to score as well. It's a hot shot right at the shortstop. She deflects, it goes in front of her, and everybody will move up to their respective bases with no throw. So a single there, tough play for the shortstop. Valerie Matzar, she had to dive to her right to make the play into the hole there. And it'll load the bases up. Bison with a 9-0 lead here in the second inning. And my apologies go out to all of the Briley Morgan fans, as I was calling her by her sister Brolin to apologize about that. So bases loaded with nobody out here, and Danny Johnson will step up to the plate. Danny flew out to center field her first time up. And we have a pitch runner on for the Bison. Cassidy Rogers makes her way on as a courtesy runner there to first base. So the bases remain loaded. Nobody out. Danny Johnson at the plate with a chance to knock in a couple more. Here's the pitch. Danny will take high and away for a ball. So Danny Johnson trying to drive home a couple more for the Bison. And the 1-0 pitch is right down the middle for a strike. So one ball, one strike. Danny hasn't quite had the season she's wanted to at the plate, but has played a very key role out there in the outfield for the Bison this season, the 1-1. And Danny will take high for a ball, two balls at one strike. But you know, we've talked with Easton Gillen a lot this season, and he says her, Sydney Hodgins, as well as whoever is in that seven hole, have done a really good job of flipping the lineup over with runners on base. Here's the pitch, and Danny will take high for ball three, three balls at one strike, whether that means getting on with a walk with two outs, or, you know, 7, 8, and 9 starting the rally there from the top. She's done a tremendous job. And here's the 3-1 pitch. That one will be low, gets away from the catcher, does not matter. As Danny Johnson on with a walk. And the bases will remain loaded. And she'll get a walk and an RBI. And it's 10-0 Bison here in the second inning. So Bison in front, 10-0 in inning number two. And here's the pitch, swung on, lifted high and deep into left center field. That ball's down, takes a one hop right at the left fielder. One run is in. Here comes Rogers around third, make it two. It's a two RBI single for the nine-hole hitter, Sydney Hodgins, and it's a 12-0 lead for the Bison. So it's been all Bison from the start. A couple of more RBIs and a couple more runs. 12-0, still nobody out here in the second. And Brooklyn Gillen with a chance to pound a few more in. Brooklyn probably had a home run number three of the season. Her last time at the plate, but the wind carried it foul and out of play. But she had a moonshot out into left field. Maybe if she can straighten it out a little bit, it'll go. And then now she just rips one into center field. Wolf there to cut it off. It'll just be a single. Great job by Wolf. The ball gets away from the third baseman, but everyone will stay. Wolf able to run over towards her right to make that play. Because if that got away from her, it might have scored everybody. But instead, just a single. It moves everybody up a base. So the base is loaded here. With Layson Keller at the plate in the pinch. Keller will take a strike right there on the inside corner. Making no balls to one strike. Layson today with a single, a run scored, and then flew out to second her last time up, which was her second time up of the first inning. Here she is in the second. With the bases low to the pitch, swung on, popped up high on the infield. Now it's drifting its way way out of play down the third baseline. Boy, that wind, when it gusts, it'll gust that ball as far as it wants to. And so quickly, no balls and two strikes here on Layson Keller. So every Bison hitter has batted twice. Brooklyn Gillen three times is the third time the lineup is turned over here. And the pitch to Layson. She swings, pops it up, foul and out of play over the press box. Actually hits the press box that we're sitting in and drops foul. So 12-0 here in the second inning. Bison with nine in the first inning and three already here in the second, trying to add to it with the bases loaded and nobody out. 0-2 count here on Layson Keller. And the 0-2 pitch, she'll take outside for a ball to make it 1-2. Speedy Danny Johnson over on third. Sydney Hodgins at second, Brooklyn Gillen at first. And the 1-2 to Keller. She swings, hits a hot shot right at the left fielder. It'll get, drop it, get past her. Roll all the way to the wall. One run is in. Around third and on her way home for the second run is Sydney Hodgins. It's a two RBI double for Layson Keller, and the Bison lead is at 14-0. So another two RBI double. And the Bison, now with runners on second and third, we'll turn to Paige Bortner if they want to score some more. Nobody out still here for the Bison in the second inning. Took seven batters in the first before we saw our first out. And Paige will take it off speed on the outside corner for a strike. We're on our eighth batter already here in inning number three. And the 0-1 pitch. Paige swings, sends a hot shot in between short and third. Brooklyn will come home to score easy. Checking up at third is Keller. On her way to second is Paige Bortner, and the lead is now at 15-0. So Paige Bortner with the RBI single, moving up on the throw to second. So runners on second and third. Keller on third, Bortner on first, and Malia Hilker is at the plate. Malia, so far this today, reached via an error and then flew out to center field. And the Bison will just have Layson walk off for the first out of the inning. And now, first pitch here to Malia is fouled off. So just a runner on second now for the Bison with one down and a 15-0 lead in the second. Roslyn Weimers, who started the inning, stands in the on-deck circle in the pitch. Malia will take just a little high for ball number one. And the count evens out at one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike, one out, 15-0 lead in the second inning for the Bison. And the pitch swung on, rolled over, up the middle, past the second baseman, into center field. Now there'll be runners on the corners. Malia sees it gets past the center fielder. She's on her way to second, and she'll be in there standing up. So a single, and then moving up to second on an error. Or just on taking too long to get the ball in there, does Malia. And so the Bison, for the second time here in the game, have batted around. 15-0 Bison, runners on second and third. And Roslyn Weimers at the plate for the second time in the inning. And the first pitch to Roslyn is on the outside for a ball. Roslyn reached via an E9 her first time up. Has also singled, drove in two runs, scored two runs today. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Roslyn swings and fouls it off to make it one ball and one strike. So the Bison facing a couple of teams, well, two of three teams that they could see in the sub-district tournament in that McCook invite. Here's the pinch. That one's on the outside. Both Alliance and Gearing in their sub-district. They beat Alliance 18-3 and Gearing 8-0. And the 2-1 pitch swung on from Roslin, hit high and deep in a right center field. That ball's got a chance. No, it'll just one hop the wall. One run is in. Coming around third is Hilker. She's on her way home, and it's a 17-0 lead for the Bison on a 2-RBI double from Roslin Weimers. Roslin probably with the hardest hit ball today, and if it weren't for the win, that one might have been gone as well. And looks like a courtesy runner is going to come in for her as Peyton Cox will run on. So the Bison with a 17-0 lead here in the second inning. And Danica Havlicek will step up to the plate. So 17-0 Bison here in the second inning. And the pitch to Danica is taken high and away for a ball. Makes it no balls, one ball and no strikes. So Danica, two singles today, two runs scored and an RBI. Here's the pitch to her, takes it inside for a ball. Roslyn Weimers with a 2-RBI double there to drive home runs 16-17. Just one out in the inning. And here's the pitch. Taken outside for a ball. Lexington has had a tough go of it here over the past few games, as Lexington has given up 10 or more runs in 11 straight games. In 11 games this season. 8 straight and 9 of their last 10. As Danica will take ball 4 on the outside. And run off to first with a walk. So tough go of it over here. And now Coach Sund is coming on, and she will make a pitching change. And we will take a break. Tell you about all the new pitcher when we come back. It's the Bison in front 17-0 here in the top of the second. This is Bison softball on Kix 96.1. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Lexington, where the Bison out in front 17-0. It's a 9-run first inning, an 8-run second inning so far. A new pitcher is on for Coach Cassandra's Suns Minute Maids. As with just one out and runners on first and second, it will be Valerie Matzar to the circle with a chance to maybe clean up the inning. And it'll be Casty Rogers into bat here for the Bison. And the pinch, Rogers will swing and foul it off. Rogers came in and now pitch ran for Bradley Morgan. So she enters the contest there. Bradley with a good day. A double and a single, couple of RBIs. Casty Rogers at the plate here in the pitch. Rogers will take high and away for a ball, and the runners will move up on the wild pitch as it gets away from the catcher. So here's the pitch. That one's on the outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Runners on second and third for the Bison. A 17-0 lead. Lexington last season, tough go of it as well, went 1-18. The pitch, that one's fouled off, make it two balls and two strikes. Lexington last year was in the same sub-district that McCook was there, so they played Kearney Catholic in the first round, losing 14-1. And here is the 2-2 on the outside corner for a ball, make it three balls and two strikes. Their only win last season came against Schuyler, who finished the year at 0-13, 25-2 in the Central Conference Tournament. Rogers will take low for ball 4, so it's back-to-back walks. And that'll send Danny Johnson up to the plate with one down and the bases loaded. So bases loaded, one out here in the top of the second inning. 17-0 Bison lead. And home plate umpire will call time. And it looks like Peyton Cox, who was courtesy running for Roslyn Weimers, will walk off. And Danny, the first pitch he swings. CC swings, hits a high fly ball into center field. Wynn carrying it in. Wolf running all the way in from center onto the infield grass. And she will make the play. So the inning will come to a close. Danny Johnson with the fly out. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. It is McCook 17, Lexington 0. This is Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from Lexington, where it is all Bison 17-0. With 9 runs in the first, 8 in the second, as they lead it 17-0. And Elias Solis will lead off here in the first pitch. Sophia Burns leading off. First pitch she sees, fouls it off. New pitcher on for the Bison into the circle. It is Layson Keller. Do have a few new bodies out there as well, as Peyton Cox has went behind the plate. Cassidy Rogers out at second, and the pitch swung on, rolled over towards Gillen at short. The throw to first, takes a one hop. It'll go underneath the glove of Havlicek, roll up the first baseline. So an E6 to start the inning is not how Brooklyn Gillen would want that. And Sophia Burns is on here in the second. And that'll bring up Delia Solis. Solis, who's been behind the plate for the Minute Maids. All night digs in here with a runner on first in the pitch. Solis will take high and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So the wind has continued to just pound and pound away. But here is the 1-0, rolled over towards first. It'll get past the first baseman, Havlicek, into right field. And so it's a single for Solis. And it'll put runners on first and second base here with Iriana Martinez stepping up to the plate. So Martinez will step in here with a runner on first, runner on second, and nobody out. The pitch, Martinez takes high and tight for a ball. So if the Bison can get 3 outs here, game should be coming to a close, if I'm correct. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss from Martinez. She kind of pounds the helmet, the bat on the helmet there. No, and she probably shouldn't have swung at that one. And the 1-1 pitch. Martinez swings, rolls it over, foul down the third baseline. And the count now, 1-2. So McCook, 14-13 last year. That was their final record. And now can they pick up win number 14 through just 17 games? Here's the pitch. That one will get away from Cox. Actually hit Martinez, and so the bases are loaded. So a hit batter, a single, and an E6 to start the inning, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. And Valerie Matzar is stepping up to the plate. And the pitch, Matzar will take low and in for a ball. And the pitch, swung on, fouled off, making 1-1. Lexington has been attacking the McCook pitching very well. Just came up with a hit here in the inning, as well as a hit batsman in E6. 1-1. And the pitch, that one will be in the dirt, gets away from Cox, runner from third, on her way home, the throw to the plate, and sliding in safely for the first run of the evening for Lexington is Sophia Burns. The other runners move up to their respective bases on second and third. And McCook probably would have had her if Lason would have had the ball in her glove, as the throw was perfect from Cox, but just Keller just, you know, kind of squeezed it just a little too early. And the 2-1 pitch. That one will be in the dirt for a ball. And make it 3-1. So 3-1, 17-1. Lights have come on here at the Lexington Sports Complex. And the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Big night of high school football here on the airwaves. High Plains Radio coming up tomorrow night. Bison take it on Waverly and Waverly. That should be a good one. And here's the 3-2 pitch. Just a bit high for ball four. So Lason has seen four batters and has not got anybody out. E6, single, hit batsman, and a walk. And now nine-hole hitter Mackenzie Ferguson will dig in. And the pitch. Mackenzie will take high away for a ball. Like I mentioned, Bison football taking on Waverly tomorrow. Then on our sister station, 103.9 The Hawk, got Arthur County and Southwest. Here's the pitch, inside corner for a ball. 2-0. And then going on over on our sister station, 101.1 KFNF. Oberlin and Dighton. And the pitch, swing and a miss from Ferguson for a strike one. So a great night of high school football. As the Bison look to start 3-0 in the pitch. Checking her swing, Ferguson, but it was going to be a strike anyway. So it'll make the count 2-2. Ferguson will dig back in here. Could represent the first out of the inning. 17-1, Bison on the pitch. That'll get away from the catcher, Cox. The runner will stay at third, and everybody will retreat back as the ball clipped the glove of Cox and slammed hard up against the fence. So 3-2. Full count here on Ferguson. Keller winds and delivers, and the 3-2 is inside ball four, and Keller will walk home the second run of the game. So the bases stay loaded here. 17-2 now. Bison pitched a shutout through 1.5. But a couple of runs here in the second, top of the lineup. Up here for the Minute Maids. And Fajot will be hit by a pitch. And another run will come home to score and make it 17-3. So just a 14-run lead now. Lexington would love nothing more than for this game to go 3 innings. And the Bison are coming together there in center circle. Peyton Cox going out to talk with her pitcher, kind of dusting off the rubber. Brooklyn Gillen in there along with the rest of the infielders. And so I'm sure the message is, hey, let's get 3 outs and get out of here. Should be 18-3. They just have 18-2 on the scoreboard. But should be 18-3. And so that will bring up Marissa Ostrich. And the pitch. That one's low for a ball. Gets away. Yeah, should be 17-3. They gave the run to the wrong team there on the scoreboard. So 1-0 here from Keller to Ostrich, who laid down a sack bunt her first time up. In the pitch, she'll take inside for a ball. Make it 2-0. Lason having a tough time finding the zone. And the 2-0. Swung on, rolled over towards first, picked up by Danica. She'll run back to the bag, but it won't be in time. So it's an RBI single. And oh no, did they call her out? It looked like she was safe. The home plate umpire and the infield umpire are going to get together here. And even from up here in the press box, it looked like she was safe. So it could make it 17-4. And she is safe. So still nobody out here in the inning. 17-4. Bases remain loaded. Seven have been sent to the plate for Lexington. And Madison Wolf will step to the plate. 17-4 Bison lead of the second inning. And the pitch. Leeson's outside for a ball. So one ball, no strikes. You can remember back to last year, the Bison got out of the same position against Kearney Catholic and came all the way back to win it 17-16. So it's doable. Lexington doing what you need to, chipping away with nobody out. And the 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed, gets away from Cox. Everybody will stay as the bases remain loaded. Madison Wolf at the plate here. And if she gets a hold of one and puts it in a gap, could make it a little tighter than maybe Easton Gillen would want it. And the pitch. That one's high away for a ball. So two balls and one strike here in the second. 17-4 McCook. And the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, rolled over towards short. Gillen with a sliding stop. Throw to home. It'll get away from the catcher, and another run will score. So Brooklyn with the right idea to go home to prevent the run, but instead, it'll make it 17-5. And Madison Wolf on with a fielder's choice. That'll bring up Kiana Klaus. So Easton Gillen will come on here and try to talk his team down, who had a 17-0 lead there in the second inning. And now it's down 17-5. Still haven't fixed the scoreboard up there. But yes, 17-5 is the score. Looks like we got a new pitcher coming on here for the Bison. It'll be Cassidy Rogers. Cassidy threw some innings there in the JV game and will now throw some innings here in this one. So, timeout on the field. We will take one with him. It is 17-4, McCook in front. This is Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. Bison softball back here from Lexington, where McCook had a 17-0 lead going into the bottom of the second. It is now down to 17-5 as a five-run inning here from Lexington. The base is loaded. New pitcher in for the Bison. It is Cassidy Rogers. And the first pitch she throws is in there for a strike. Layson Keller was brought on to the start of the inning and just had a tough time getting ahead in the count. And here's the 0-1. Swung on, rolled over towards third. Paige Bortner steps on her bag, throws over to first. It's in time for a double play. A run does come home to score. So one run does come across. And you know what that means? As the scoreboard's still all jacked up, 17-6, 11-run game. That means we'll have to play the third inning here. And the pitch. Rolled over towards short, picked up by Brooklyn on the first, and it is in time. So Lexington bats around in the second, and after all of that, it is 17-6. We head to the top of the third inning. Bison in front 17-6 here on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from Lexington. The Bison out in front 17-6 as we get ready to go here for inning number three. And leading it off will be Sydney Hutchins, and the first pitch to her is low. The Bison led 17-0 there in the second inning. So just needed three outs. The game would have been over, but Lexington's staging a little bit of a comeback there. Hutchins gets underneath one, pops it up into center field. Wolf is in to make the catch. And that'll bring out number one here in the third. In the top of the order, we'll step back up for the Bison. So Brooklyn Gillen will step up to the plate. Gillen today, two singles, a double, and two RBIs. Three runs scored. And with one out here, the first pitch to her in the third inning is on the inside corner for a ball. So the Bison looking to pick up win number 14 here. Lexington not going away quietly, though. And here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's high and away for a ball. So two balls and no strikes for the Bison. And here's the 2-0 pitch. Gillen will take low for a ball and get three balls and no strikes. Mozart winds and delivers the 3-0, and it'll bounce in the dirt in front of the plate. Gillen takes off running down to first, but will just stay there. So it's a one-out walk for the Bison. And the top of the order trying to do some more damage here as Leeson Keller will dig in. In the pitch, Keller swings, pops it up high and deep into left field. Left fielder running her way in, and she'll make the catch for out number two. That wind holding up pretty much every ball McCook sends out into the outfield. Same thing with Lexington. It's kind of helped them out. So two down here in the inning with a runner on first base, and that'll bring up Paige Bortner. So first time the Bison kind of all game. The pitch to Bortner is outside. First time kind of really all game that the Bison's first, two of the first three Bison hitters have went down. As the leadoff man in every inning so far has got on the pitch. Swung on a hot shot right back off Mozart's glove. And the inning will continue there with a single from Paige Bortner. It was right back at the pitcher Mozart. But she has to go off her glove. And so now with the runners on first and second base, that'll bring up Malia Hilker. And the first pitch to Malia is swung on, rolled over down the third baseline. Did it trickle fair? No. Thought it might have popped over the bag fair. But instead, it just curved a little bit left and foul. So the count, no balls and one strike. So no balls, one strike here. Third inning of play for the Bison, 18-6. McCook, 17-6, excuse me. Bison out in front. And the pitch. Malia swings, pops it up high into right field. Right fielder to her left. And she'll make the play. So three flyouts in the inning, paired with a walk and a single, and the Bison are out of it here in the top of the third. To the bottom half we go. It's Bison 17, Lexington 6. This is Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from Lexington. Bison out in front 17-6 in the third inning. Cassidy Rogers out to the circle again, and her first pitch is low and in the dirt for a ball. Lexington batted around in the second, put up six runs, and forced us to go another inning. Now trying to do the same thing. Have to get it under 10 if they want to do that. And the pitch swung on. Roller up the first baseline. Taken foul by Danica Havlicek. And the count will go even at 1-1. So Lexington needs 2 runs to send it under 11. Under 10 for the game to continue. 17-6, and it's 11-run Bison lead. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, a hot shot towards short. Gillen with a clean pick on to first, and it's wide of the first baseman, Havlicek. Her second error in as many innings. And on her way to second on the air is Delia Solis. And that's how last inning started. So make it an E6. And this is coming off of an inning in which the Bison, for the first time tonight, did not put up any runs. So a runner on second base on an E6, and that'll bring up Iriana Martinez. And the first pitch to Martinez, she swings right through it for strike one. Martinez was hit by a pitch her first time at the plate there in the second inning. And here in the third, steps up with a runner on second, nobody out. The pitch, Martinez pops it up, foul. And makes the count. No balls and 2 strikes. So no balls, 2 strikes here in the third. A Bison 17-6 lead. And the pitch swung on and missed for strike number 2. So runner on second base. They actually say that was fouled off. Just getting a piece of it. So 2 strikes on Martinez here in the bottom of the third. In the pitch, outside for ball number 1. 1-2. Runner on second base for the Minute Maids. Looking to pick up win number 2 on the season. Bison looking for win 14, which would match their win total from last year. And the 1-2 pitch swung on, fouled off again. Martinez with a great at-bat here. Going for the Minute Maids, especially with the runner on second base. Martinez digs back in. And the 1-2 pitch is outside for a ball. Make it 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez, short in stature, but is wearing a nice big pink bow that tucks out from underneath the helmet. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled off again. Martinez working one heck of an at-bat here. With nobody out and a runner on second base after the leadoff error. Bison trying to finish it off. And the pitch swung on, rolled over down the third baseline, fouled off again. Upwards of a 10-pitch at bat here between Martinez and Rogers. Can Rogers win the battle? She's got a ball to work with if she needs it. And the 2-2 pitch right down the middle, popped up into foul territory, racing her way over and making the catch against the fence is Danica Havlicek, and that'll end that at bat. And no, they say that she caught it off the fence. And I think the Bison were trying to make it stick. But the count will still remain 2 balls and 2 strikes. Great job by the home plate umpire. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Got her to go down swinging. Just the second strikeout for a McCook pitcher today. First for Rogers. And now Valerie Matzar will dig in. So what an at-bat put together right there by Iriana Martinez. And Valerie Matzar will dig in with 1 out and a runner on second. And the pitch swung on, a hot shot right at Keller. Steps on the bag for 2. Got her! It's in time! A line out, throw out, and the game is over. And the Bison win it 17-6. Man, oh man. as Delia Solis took off towards third, thinking that was going to be a true hit. Instead, Keller there was to pick it, flipped it to Gillen for the out, and the game is over. It's a Bison winner, not pretty at the end, but the Bison do put up 17 runs tonight, and they get the job done 17-6. We'll take a quick break, wrap things up here from Lexington. It's a Bison winner, 17-6. This is Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Lexington, wrapping things up. It's a Bison winner tonight as the Bison get the job done, winning by a final score of 17-6 over the Lexington Minute Maids. It was all Bison from the start. Take you through your inning by inning. Bison led after the first inning 9-0 and would lead 17-0 going into the bottom of the second. Would just need three outs to end it there, but Lexington put up a strong bottom of the second inning, would actually bat around and put up six runs in the process, and the Bison would have to play a third inning as Lexington would make it 17-6. But the Bison, after stranding a couple there in the top half of the third, would play very well in the bottom half and get the job done, winning 17-6. The Bison finished with 17 runs on 15 hits and two errors. Lexington with six runs, three hits, and three errors on the evening. Danica Havlicek, with an inning of work for herself, did not give up a run, had a couple of walks, had a great job from her defense behind her of getting out of that first inning. Layson Keller with a tough night tonight out there in the circle, as she was the one that kind of gave up most of those runs in the second. But Cassidy Rogers, great job coming in and filling in for in that time of need. And a great job of the Bison defense. Couple of errors tonight. Just a couple of missed throws on their way to first. But other than that, they caught a runner stealing off to second base. And then to end the game, a line-out throw-out to end it. So the Bison certainly on the defensive side of things making it look pretty good tonight as well, as the Bison with 15 hits, 17 runs, as that is now the fourth time in their last five games that they have put up more than 10, and the second time in the last five that they put up more than 15. So the Bison run scoring machine continued again tonight here in Lexington as they get the job done, winning 17-6. The Bison now coming up over the weekend will be making their way to Hastings for the Hastings St. Cecilia invite, and trust me, there's tons of good teams up there in Hastings, so it'll be a tough weekend for the Lady Bison, one that they've desperately needed, as see some stiff competition up there and see if they can come out with some gold medals and a big trophy as well. Looking ahead, next broadcast of Bison softball that we will have is coming up towards the end of September, when the Bison travel out to Ogallala to face Scotts Bluff, Shadron, and Gehring all out there. Scotts Bluff and Gehring both in the districts. So that'll be a big night for the Bison as they try to possibly make their way with a couple of wins there. Once again, Bison this weekend heading to Hastings St. Cecilia to take on some tough teams up there. We're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from Lexington. Bison winner 17-6. It's Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from Lexington. Bison winner tonight, 17-6, 18-6, whatever you want to call it. The Bison get the job done tonight as they improve to now 14-3 on the season. Joined alongside with head coach Easton Gillen. As boy coach, great night for your bats as they get put up what's over 15 runs tonight and get the job done.
Yeah, they did a great job of just having, especially where the wind was blowing so hard. We talked to them before the game too, of making sure we're not trying to get under it. We got to get those line drives, put the ball down. And they did a great job of doing just that early on in the game, starting it off with those line drives and just making a few adjustments off their pitcher too. And just good job of coming out and just starting that spark early.
Yeah, and you mentioned that. We kind of talked about that in the pregame show as well, as jumping off to an early lead. You guys put up 9 runs. You go 8 of 9 there through the first order of the lineup. That's what you wanted to see, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just whenever you have the chance to be visitor, just you got to make the most of it and try to start with the lead at some point and make them play from behind, and they did a great job of doing just that.
And tonight in the circle, maybe had a little bit of issues there in the second inning, but other than that, pretty good night in the circle as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and we kind of talked to Danica. You know, she'd only pitched one inning, 7 batters at the very first tournament of the year, and we talked about just going out there and just getting some pitches and getting some live pitches in there. So she did a great job for her first time back in the circle for since the beginning of the year. So it was good for her to go out there and just kind of get back in the feel of that. I know she was a little nervous of being her first time in a while, but she did a great job of just controlling those emotions and trusting her defense behind you. And then Layson came in, and she just struggled a little bit, just couldn't quite find that strike three or get that ground ball. And our defense, we need to do a little better job also of picking her up, so when she does have that good pitch and gets that ground ball, we got to be able to make a play and help her out as well. But she's one, she'll do just fine. She'll bounce back next time she's in there. And then Cassidy Rogers did a good job of stepping up and coming pitching as well.
Yeah, you mentioned Cassidy there. I think she pitched a little bit in the JV game. Is that right or not? And then she comes back and pitches pretty well for you in the varsity game too, right?
Yeah, she did. She pitched that JV game. Her and Gracie both pitched some of it, and they both did a good job in that game. And either one of those, I've been comfortable of bringing them out there for that varsity game. And it just happened to where Cassidy was the one tonight, and she did a great job of stepping up and delivering when we needed her.
Yeah, especially in that situation. I mean, she comes on, she's had a bunch of runs come in, she's got no outs. And again, we talked about in the pregame show, finding a way to get out of the jam there, and she did just that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's never easy, especially, you know, a sophomore who maybe hasn't had a ton of experience at the varsity level in the circle, but just trusting her defense behind you. And Paige Bortner made a great play of knocking it down, stepping on her bag, and getting a double play at one. So that definitely helped out. And then, it was just great to get out of that jam and just see how the girls respond to that.
Yeah, and you mentioned the defense. You guys were able to catch a runner stealing there in the first inning. Great double play to end the night. Defense had a stellar night, other than a couple of blemishes here or there, but that's expected with every game, but a good night defensively, right?
Yeah, for the most part, like you said, it was a good night. The girls made some good plays, had a couple double plays. Layson, that very last play of the game, was just a great heads-up play, just knowing right away to go two with it, and Brooklyn did a good job of covering and some great plays. And like you said, there may be a few things to clean up, but other than that, they look good.
Yeah, you get a day of practice here to maybe clean some of those things up, and then you get a tough tournament coming up this weekend up there at the Hastings and St. Cecilia Invite. You're going to have them there and some other really good teams, right?
Absolutely. Tomorrow, spend some time hitting, just get some live or some hitting in, and then some fielding, kind of clean up a few things, but just prepare for this weekend. And we talked to the girls, it's a great opportunity to just go compete and go out there and play, starting off against a really good Seward team. They're always well coached. Coach Carr does a great job with that program, and we know they'll be out there, or they'll be out ready to compete. And then we'll see a GICC team, and they're always tough as well. And then the other side of the bracket, you have three good teams in Highway 6, St. Cecilia and Beatrice. So I think just about all the teams are ranked in their respective class. So it'll be a good tournament and some good competition.
Yeah, definitely a good, you know, kind of measuring up point, you know, kind of as you make your way, getting inching closer and closer to the sub-district tournament time, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, we're coming close to an end. 3-4 weeks left, and it's a good kind of measuring stick, like you said, just see where we're at and continue to see what we need to improve on. So then when sub-districts and districts or when sub-districts come around, we know exactly what we need to work on and improve on. So we're playing the best softball we can at that time of the year.
Well, Coach, thanks for being able to stop and chat with us after the game. Good luck this weekend, and congrats on the win.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Once again, head coach Easton Gillen after the Bison get the job done tonight. We'll take a quick break, wrap things up here from Lexington. Bison softball winner here tonight. Welcome back here from Lexington. Wrapping things up here for one more final time. Bison get the job done tonight over the Lexington Minute Maids by a final score of 18-6. That'll do it for us here tonight. Once again, we'll have more Bison softball action coming up at the end of September when the Bison travel out to Ogallala to take on Scottsbluff, Shadron, and Gearing. So we'll have all the action from there. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. The Bison this weekend will travel to Hastings for the Hastings St. Cecilia Invite. Don't forget, we got Bison football coming up tomorrow right here on Kix 96.1, starting with the pregame at 6, kickoff at 7 from Waverly. I'm Sam Knoll, signing off, saying so long and good night from Lexington.